Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Team We Tried. Today it is just me, Karasu.
Right now, LaRue and Mr. Shrink, they have family over, so they're attending to the family. And Taco, she's in her dorm right now with her dorm mate at BU. And while we usually record around this time anyways, and while we usually have content up anyways, it is that time of year where, you know, you're with the people you care about, and I still wanted to put out something for you guys. So, that being said, today is going to be very, very different from anything that I've usually recorded either alone, or Connect, or for short stories, or with a group and team we tried. Today is a little more sentimental, considering what time of year it is. It's that weird corner of the year where you just got hit by Thanksgiving, you just got hit by whether it's Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or one of these nearby holidays, and then it's New Year's right away. So it's giving thanks, it's being with your loved ones, and then with New Year's, it's all of these resolution type, you know, you're going into New Year with a resolution, or you're going into New Year being someone new. So today, I figured I'd take a few of those holiday concepts, those emotions that tie in, and say thank you, because there's a lot I wanted to say thank you to. One, to you guys, listeners, because I wouldn't be doing this if no one was listening. And Team We Tried, yes, we do this for fun, but we also want people to listen, so thank you. Thank you for listening. And then, personally, I wanted to thank Taco, LaRue, and Mr. Shrimp, because on air you guys hear it, and it's all joking and it's all giggles, and you know, you get to see the fun, the jokes we come up with on the spot, the 5 hours of me trying to get them back on topic. But it's so much more than that, and I guess today I'll kind of go into the story of how this group was formed. See, I knew LaRue from, I want to say like 9th grade. Definitely not from middle school, so it had to be from our freshman year of high school. And we ran in the same circle. But it wasn't until like a summer. It wasn't until that summer that we started hanging out, because, like, as a tight-knit group. And that was because Taco and I went to get our computers, you know, went to a shop so that they can add antivirus, blah blah blah, things that we didn't know. And they said it'd be like an hour or so. By then, I kinda knew Mr. Shrimp, but again, mostly from like the same circles. And I knew LaRue from, you know, we had our little tight-knit group anyways. We had the people that we went to the same after school clubs with. We were a manga club, we were in this gaming club in school. So we already knew each other pretty well. And Mr. Shrimp I only kind of knew. And my sister only somewhat knew both of them. And we went across the street, Taco and I, to this park to kind of just hang out. It was a nice summer day. And there we saw LaRue, and there we saw Mr. Shrimp. This is a nice memory, to be honest, because this is the first time that the group formed. And so we were just sitting down at one of those set up benches, the kind of table with the 4 chairs connected to it. And we sat down there and we talked, we hung out. And so
somehow it became spoken that we'd be there the next day. Mind you, LaRue and Mr. Shrimp live like a block or two away from that park. And that park wasn't even that far. It was like maybe like 10 minutes away from where I live if we were walking uphill. But Taco and I loved to bike, so usually we'd be there biking or walking. So we'd be there in like 2 minutes, 5 minutes. And then every day we would hang out. And back then, if you think we're nerds now, we were huge geeks back then. Like, I remember we'd kind of LARP or whatever, and we had this little, we would play card games and stuff. I mean, high school's supposed to be this transition where you're turning into adults, but I feel like it's those minor things that kept us kids inside, that not only shaped who we are today, that shaped a friendship that you don't really make nowadays. I think that was the summer that we decided we'd go into LaRue and Mr. Shrimp's place, and between the four of us, it took an entire summer to be Little Big Planet 2. And we tried hard, and we did it. It took us an entire summer. And then, God, like even the summer after that, and the following summer as well, we would hang out every single day. And it's things like that that you don't really get to see. It's things like that that in the background you don't hear. You hear the gist of it. You hear that we know each other off on top, just the tip of the tongue, the back of the hand. And you can kind of get an idea. Yeah, they know each other. They work well together. But you don't really get to see why, and you don't really get to see how it all connects. So, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit into the history of Team We Tried, even before it became that. Now, even before this little project became an idea, even before we thought we'd want to do something like this, LaRue and I were, with a third friend, going to make this little manga. And this was with a third friend of ours. Like I said, this was a project that excluded Taco and excluded Mr. Shrimp, but it still brought the four of us even closer as a group. And not to go into too much detail, it was going to be about this kid who found this odd stone with, I think it was 9 or so souls in it. And it was going to give him something amidst the lines of split personality disorder, where the souls would take over his body one at a time at random times, so it would look like it. And all the while, one of the personalities is evil. You know, he has to turn that evil personality good, help everyone who's trapped inside that stone, blah, blah, blah. And LaRue and I did a lot of the writing for that. Our third friend was going to be mostly drawing it while still collaborating a good amount into the writing, a good amount into the characters, a good amount into everything as well. It got to the point where, without us realizing it, they had this, our third friend, she had this website set up so that you can see intimate paragraphs about the characters, and that was great. But we also wanted, you know, to kind of post this online on DeviantArt, because even though we didn't really think it was going to go anywhere, we thought it would be a lot of fun to do.
except Luru and I couldn't write more than a third or fourth chapter ahead because nothing was ever drawn, and their excuse was artist block. You know, like writer's block. I have no idea what to draw. And it's kind of in script, and the box is all set up. And this excuse would go on and on and on. And, you know, we kind of accepted it. Because we would still hang out, we'd still talk about what we wanted to do. And then a spinoff was born. And the spinoff started off by the same person who... by that same third friend, who was supposed to be the artist and never drew anything. And then look on the website, which is still up. You can see all the details for the spinoff, the characters, for everything. It's all set up. And we went along with it because we wanted to write more. But nothing was ever drawn, so we couldn't write more than a first chapter. Nothing. And this is where I think a lot of the teamwork started, where Leroux and I would write a lot for content. And then you go through the rest of high school, the four of us, which is Taco, which is Mr. Shrimp, which is Leroux, which is myself, started hanging out more. High schools usually have like the senior project. The four of us, our high school projects, our senior projects was our junior year. And as it turned out, LaRue and I had it the same semester. And so instead of having a full year, they cut it down to the two quarters. And we had it that first semester. We worked in it and we got it that first semester. And we went the same day, and I remember going in the morning, formally dressed, you know, pouring my heart out into this kind of BS topic that worked out so well. And then as soon as I got out, I saw that LaRue had also gotten out, and we were just so relieved to get that done. And we were like, well, now what? It's like, you want to go to my place and we'll play Smash Bros? Hell yeah. That's exactly what we did. And I can give you dozens and countless stories where you see either myself hanging out with one of them or with two of them, or even like... even the four of us just hanging out outside of working on any project. It's those small moments that build up what Team We Tried is today. Right now, yeah, we have busy lives, and I come up with something to record for them to react to. But as soon as we mentioned anything of forming this, it just worked so well. And right now I'm doing a lot of the writing because they're a lot busier. But don't take for a second that I'm doing most of the work. I'm not. Right now we have so much going on, and they are collaborating a lot of these ideas, and they are throwing in a lot of art, a lot of content, because we originally wanted this to be a YouTube channel from the get-go, and our dream of this being a YouTube channel has not stopped. There's still art concepts being thrown in, there's still research going into what kind of microphones would be best for the channel, or the art supplies that would go into it so that Taco can draw something nice. Like, we have concepts for how we want it to look as well, visually. We have running gags that are half planned out. And then we recorded God knows how many videos so that we can draw over, find the right type of program, which we haven't found yet. So so that we can edit and so we can upload this content, which is a lot more accessible. They poured in their heart and soul, if not as much as I have, then 10 times more. And that's the one thing. That's one of the things that I'm grateful for. And then another thing I'm grateful for is Team We Tried as a whole, because on one hand, it doesn't matter how long we don't commute, we don't talk, we go straight back into the friendship on a dime. But this is a way where I get to hang out with the people I'm closest with on a weekly basis, where we all set that time aside just to hang out. And nowadays it's kind of hard to plan for that. And we all have jobs, we all have class, we all have conflicting schedules, but we put that time aside to just spend time with each other, and yes, spend time with the listeners as well, but the brothers, LaRue and Mr. Shrimp, I think I speak for Taco as well when I say this, but they're like my brothers as well, they're like Taco's brothers. The four of us, Team We Tried, we're not just a group of friends, we're not just two sets of siblings. We're a little tight-knit family in and of itself. And I know we've had our exciting moments where it all comes together. Graduation for LaRue and I, and then graduation for Mr. Sherman, graduation for Taco, and then me being there at the community college, realizing that this is Mr. Shrimp's first day. I remember we took a photo on the bus home, because we took the same bus leaving, and we took a very similar bus to get home, and we were excited. We edited the photo and drew stick figures of our friends, and that was just one of those small moments I'm talking about that kind of pins the family of Team We Tried together. And the whole idea is kind of like one of those things where even my father said, as long as everyone's having fun, that's a key thing. And for a lot of my writing and all that, it's kind of, you know, put off to the side because I have things to focus on, and my family wants me to focus on those important things. But you know, my father threw in an idea in there for Team We Tried, and I thought that was, it was a really small comment, but it was the coolest thing ever to see that, you know, go have this thing, and because the Team We Tried family is not just the four of us, it's our families as well, even if they're not involved, even if they're not participating in any way, just, you know, throwing in that idea, that small support. It makes all the difference. And I guess individually, reasons why I'm thankful for the three of them, the immediate family of Team We Tried, I guess I'll go into right now, starting with Taco, because she is my sister, she's the one I'm related to in Team We Tried. Honestly, we're just like any other siblings. We have moments where we argue and bicker, but for the most part, like, all of our ideas go hand in hand together. All of things that I've read growing up, I passed on, and she read, and this idea where, you know, you have your little fandoms, and you have these, like, groups on Facebook setting up so you can meet other fans. She was my small network for fans. It was just me and her building up our own little fandoms on our own. And that's where it all started. We began collabing on ideas, and that expanded into when I got to high school and joined the book club, I got her to join as well. And then we started reading these books, or reading this particular series of books, which unknowst to us was written by someone in the book club. We began working on building that fandom for that author, which was new and upcoming, and we had no idea we were throwing all of this support to our friend. We thought it was a friend of a friend, but the idea is, you know, it's nice knowing that you have a friend out there who reads the same thing or watches the same thing as you do. It's another having someone who knows you right off the bat, who is that sibling, and, you know, you can build that together, you know, like on the way home, or like just having lunch, having someone to talk to about all of that. As small as all these details sound, like, that's what I'm thankful for, the small bits. And then going into LaRue, he's, like I said, he's like a brother, and this is the second project we've worked on, and this is also the first project we've worked on that's taken flight, the second one, only because we had that little manga thing that we were gonna work on that never kicked off because, you know, he and I are not, we're not the artists, and our current artist for that was, no, they were trying to, I guess, do more of the writing than they were giving credit for, but we agreed upon these jobs for us, and that third person didn't comply, and they're not thankful for, because he's got all these great ideas for it. But we also have a lot of the same interests. Growing up, we were these two huge Yu-Gi-Oh! Dorks. And to this day, I guess we still kind of are. We'll play every now and then. But, you know, I'd have someone to go and play with who would kick my ass again and again. I think I've only beaten him a few times, and I just got on par with him. I don't play off, but I'd like to stay on, you know, at least somewhat updated, so that I can keep up with them. But even something small like that, our friendship started off as having the same circle of friends, to being, like I said, brothers. And the same goes for Mr. Shrimp. He was the younger brother of my friend, and then the younger brother of LaRue. And like that summer, right away, we hit it off. We were very close to the fellows. And he, going into college, I saw him a lot more. Mr. Shrimp, I mean, I saw him a lot more, because we were on the same campus, and I was involved in student government at that point, and then I got him involved, kind of setting up the network, and he was involved in that, in helping out, and just that eagerness, that's huge, though. For lack of better words, it's that drive, it's that passion for what he does as well. You can talk to any one of them about what they want to do for Team We Tried, and some of their answers will overlap, but they have, the three of them, dozens and dozens of dreams for it. And if you look at other, we want to be an animation channel. If you look at other animation channels, they have this dream of going in, and they do this for full time and stuff like that. But these three have dreams that go above and beyond. They have their personal dreams, they have their personal careers that they want to pursue, their, you know, their own side hobbies. But they also have this itch just as big, and it's something that we want to achieve anyways. We don't want to achieve this as, I don't think we could, even if we want to, we don't want to achieve this as separate, as our own individuals, because we started this together. We want to see this through together. We are a team. We tried. We didn't just try something on our own. No. We went in and we did this as a family, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We're a team. And fail or succeed, we tried. If we're gonna make a pun of the name. But that's the ideal. If you look at the three parts, the three words in Team We Tried, further down the line, we'll have this whole episode as to the story behind our naming, and that's going to be fun to have with everyone present, but let's break it down real quick. Team We Tried. The team, obviously, we're a family, we're a tight-knit group, we're a team, we do this together. We, because, like I just said, even if we wanted to individually, it would not be the same. We are doing this. It's a unit. And then tried because we're going to strive to make this the greatest thing it is. We're going to put in our hearts and our souls, and we're going to put it all on the line. And we are trying to make this something entertaining, obviously, but we're going to try to make this as big as it can get. And succeed or fail, we're very proud of at least trying it out. And then all the games and things that we're going to have, first on this podcast, we're going to try things out for the first time. And then further down the line, when we get to the YouTube channel as an animation channel, we're going to push our boundaries even further. We're going to try new things there. And maybe eventually we'll go off of animation and, you know, face reveals or whatever, and then actual video. We're going to try so many different things from that as well. And you're going to see the progression of what we try, of the boundaries we push. And that's the team we tried. I know, a lot of breaks, a lot of sentimental. This is something that wasn't really planned. It's kind of, you know, last minute around the holidays. But it's also very sincere, very honest. And very much after that first glass of wine, honest. Yeah, I guess that sums up what I wanted to say. All of it, I'm just thankful for Team We Tried. And everything that I've been through with the three of them for God knows how many years at this point. Anyways, this is Garasu. It has been an honor to be your host. Thank you for listening to this. And thank you for staying connected. Happy holidays and Happy New Year. We will see you guys probably the 2nd of 2020. Bring on the fireworks. And thank you for staying connected.